Hello, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another in the podcast series. Now, we're doing a short series on method, little things that can really help you, but they're simple ideas, but they're very powerful. And this one is called The Baby. Now, before we go any further, I want to just be sensitive here. I've worked in rehabs for many years, and I've met lots of people who've had tragic experiences with their babies. So I just want to be sensitive here and say, before you plough on with this, do realise that we're going to be talking about babies. We're going to be talking about our attitude towards them. So, what do I mean by the baby? Well, when I'm introduced to a new client, they've often just become clean, or they've been clean a week or two, or we get them to that clean point. And I always do the same thing. At some point, I say to them, I'm going to hand you a baby. I tell them that they now have a newborn, and I explain that every decision they make for the next 2 years or so is made by putting the baby first. Now think about it. Even if you have not had children yourself, if you picture yourself with a baby in your arms, it's clear that every decision for the next year to 2 years is going to be made with the baby in mind. You're going to be constantly saying to yourself, is it too cold for baby? Has the baby been out too long? Does the baby need to sleep now? Does the baby need feeding? Now, there's a very good reason why this is so simple and yet so powerful. I don't know if you've ever noticed an inability to give yourself good advice. In the first of this series, we looked at something I call the scales, and it tackles and deals with the idea that there is a natural inclination towards negativity in our self-image when you've been addicted. And so what happens when we're negative about ourselves? Well, I don't know if you've ever noticed this inability to give yourself good advice, but you may have noticed that when somebody asks you for advice, you are able to advise them really well, but then you don't take that advice yourself. Does that ring a bell with you? Well, this sidesteps that whole thing, because when I give you this baby and you imagine that baby in your arms, well, you're no longer thinking about yourself. You're thinking about someone else. And that sidesteps all of your negativity. It allows you to make really good decisions because you're not thinking about yourself. So that's one of the reasons why it works. And there's a little spoiler there as to the psychological idea why it works. Now, I want to just introduce you to another strong idea now that we use often in systemic approaches. It's this idea that anything new, whether it's a relationship, a new job, a new hobby, whatever it is that's new, it follows the same pattern of a newborn. What I mean by that is that it's called an iteration or an iterative pattern. It means you can overlay the pattern of this newborn onto your new thing. And it works. So think about the life stage of a baby, for instance. Anything up to 2 years, we would call them a baby, and we would say that every decision is made according to the baby's needs. Now, if you look at your sober stage, you would say the same thing. You would say that in the first 2 years, every decision is made according to your sobriety needs. In other words, everything comes behind your recovery. Your recovery comes absolutely first in every decision. Now, as baby grows to between 2 and 5 years, now we've not got a baby now, we've got a toddler. And when we've got a toddler in that life stage, we would say that we can then make decisions based upon other things, but we do keep an eye on the toddler. We would never not be thinking that it's our responsibility, but we can maybe put them in a pen and let them play with some toys while we wash up or something, where we're not completely focused on them all the time. Now, it's the same in your recovery stage. Between 2 and 5 years, you need to be making decisions based upon other things, but you always need to keep an eye on your sobriety. Now, after 5 years and upwards, we would say we now have a child. And what happens with a child? Well, they go to nursery, they go to school, and they learn and develop naturally away from us. So we can turn our attention away from them completely at times and then turn it back when we need to. Now, if we apply that again to sobriety and recovery, We would say that 5 years and onwards, you can naturally turn your attention away from your sobriety, but always able to turn your attention back to it. So there's your pattern, and that's the way to think about this. And it's what we call an iterative pattern. And the way you look after the needs of a baby as it grows into a child and the development of our recovery follow the same stages and time frame. From being born, day one of your clean time, every decision you make is about the baby. But somewhere between 2 and 5 years, there's a shift in that focus as baby becomes a toddler and can sometimes be left to play with a rattle or a toy or be placed in a cot for some toys for some short time. The decision now is about the baby, but not every decision. So this equates to the ground floor of our building recovery, and it's where you may be developing through training, starting a job, paying bills, etc. And again, somewhere between 4 and 5 years, it's different for everybody, depending on your rate of development, you will enter another new stage. Now, we can call this childhood, where the child is now in school or with friends, and you can spend whole mornings or afternoons not thinking about this responsibility, but they are still a child. So completely dependent on you, and you must always be aware of this responsibility. Now, just spend some time now digesting this idea. Think about where you are and allow yourself to know that we're talking now about several years rather than months. And it's important that, again, this pattern helps us to understand that this is a long-term project. Your sobriety is not won and developed and finished in a couple of months. So like all other metaphors, the more you think about your early recovery like an actual child, the better it will work. You wouldn't dream of getting a job and going out to work and leaving a two-year-old on their own. Only when the child is able to be handed to a nursery or school would you consider this. So far in your recovery, if you're in very early recovery, the focus has been all about the baby and how to look after them. In the foundation and the ground floor, the aim has been to produce serenity and peace and anything else that contributes to a grounded sense of balance within you as a person. Now, if anything takes away from this sense of peace, it's to be avoided. And this is true up to the point where we're ready to build our ground floor. Because baby is now a young child and doesn't need your attention every moment, so we can begin to think about things that actually cost us. We're going to deliberately give up some of our well-being. Don't worry, this is all part of a normal life. And I need to explain a bit more how this works. What I mean by this is, imagine now, and look, I understand so many of you, when you're in early recovery, you're not stopped working. A lot of people come to me and they work all the way through this. So, of course, real life is something we have to engage with. And so maybe you're already at work. And some people say to me, Dave, I can't put my baby first. I can't put my recovery first because my job means I have to drink. It means I have to do something like this. And I say often, look, culture is shifting. It's changing. What maybe at one time you would have maybe felt you had to drink or you had to take people out and everyone drinks. Maybe today that's not quite so true. I mean, I used to run snooker clubs in the 70s, and I remember professional footballers from Notts Forest and Notts County coming into the club. And most of them, you know, they often used to smoke and drink in those days. But a Premiership footballer today probably wouldn't. So things have changed, okay? So that's the first point. But if your job really does mean you have to drink and you have to do these things, then you have a tough decision to make, because I'm telling you, you can't put two things first. You can only put one thing first. And I'm asking you to put your recovery first. I'm saying to you that unless you put your recovery first, then that baby's not going to get the attention that it needs. Later on, you can consider doing things like when we're in the child stage, then it's very natural, as I say, to sometimes put other things first. Think about it. If you go to work, or if you're selling your services, if you're self-employed, if you're trying to get someone to book you or hire you or contract you, then you're basically trying to get them to do something you want them to do. Now, this is the very definition of selfishness. So you can't do this and put your recovery first. You have to have a realization that there's going to be a cost to your well-being and your serenity. But this is absolutely normal, especially if you choose it. You're saying, I'm going to go out to work now and it's hard. I'm going to try and get some people to buy my stuff or do my thing that I want them to do. And when I get home, I have to realize that I'm going to be tired with that and I'm going to have to sort myself out. So this is absolutely natural and helps you in your development. But it's not something that we would advise in the first couple of years. So I hope that you've got something from this and that I've given you another simple and powerful method to use. Put that baby in your arms now and give them the same age as you've been clean, and you'll get an idea where you are, where you should be, and maybe some adjustments that need to be made. That's fine too, because we're all learning. So until the next time, bye for now.